Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments. And we're wishing you a blessed time, that you will be raised up, that you'll be blessed, that you'll be motivated, that Christ will dwell in your heart through faith. And today we're continuing in our series in Romans chapter 8 and verses 35 to 37. Before we do that, let us pray. Father in heaven, your word is holy and precious and good. We pray that your word will illumine us in every way today. We pray that it will come forth with power, and we pray that we will understand all the truth that you've prepared for us in your Bible. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 37. And here we are. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. Now, the Roman Christians, as you probably know, were in the Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire persecuted Christians for about 300 years, and they did terrible things to them. They would throw them to lions, they'd throw them to wolves, they'd have them trampled on by cattle, they would cover them in tar and set them alight as human torches to light the roads. The vigour of the persecution of Christians was unending. They would kick them out of Rome. They would do this, they'd do that. And as Paul was writing this, he was writing it to a terrified church, a church which had many members in Caesar's household, which was right next to the mad Nero, who was running around at the time, and the other mad emperors that came and went within the Roman Empire. And they were close to the seat of power, but they were also quite scared of what was going on around them. If they were found out, they might be subjected to torture and to death. And he's writing to these people right there in the midst of Rome. These are the Roman Christians that were hiding away in the catacombs underground. And they had their graves and even their services underground, and they would live there, terrified of the power of the Roman Empire, and also of, at this point, some Jews that were going, Jewish people that hated Paul and hated Christianity, and they were going to the emperor trying to destroy the Christian faith from the face of the earth. So they were facing this enormous challenge, and their lives often didn't turn out too well in the natural, in the physical. They were going broke, they were being killed, they were treated as sheep to be slaughtered. They were dying all the time because that they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and not as Caesar. So any citizen of the Roman Empire was supposed to say, Caesar is Lord, and stuff like that, and to acknowledge the government and bow down towards the government of the day, just like they have to in China now. This Xi Jinping has put his picture instead of the picture of Jesus in Catholic churches. And even in mosques and other places, they're not allowed to worship anything except a picture of Xi Jinping, who is the president of China. And so he has suppressed all worship in China, and he's put himself up and said, everyone has to bow down to him. Now, that's an awful thing, and you'd never think that would happen in modern times, but it has. And so we're in a place now where the world is going through some terrible, terrible things. Now, when I'm talking about Xi Jinping, I'm not talking about Chinese people here in the Los Angeles area. I have many Chinese friends. My wife is Filipino. We have many Chinese friends. We're part of the Asian community here in Southern California. And so I'm not having anything against Chinese people at all. I want to clarify that. But the worship that Xi Jinping is demanding of himself is a terrible thing in a spiritual sense. And this is what the Chinese Christians are facing in China and the Roman Christians faced in Rome, where worship has to be underground, worship is hidden away, and there was a terrible threat that they could be imprisoned or killed for their faith. So it says here, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? All of these physical things, even diseases like the plague of the coronavirus or whatever else, these don't separate you from the love of God. They're just circumstances. They're just the winds and the waves. Jesus is still in the boat with you. Jesus hasn't given up on you just because your circumstances are a mess. As a missionary, I've been through many financial ups and downs in life. My support's there, it's not there, this happens, that happens. And I won't go into all the details of that, but Throughout all my financial ups and downs, Jesus is still there. I'm not separated from the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's still there. He's still with me at every turn, and he's proved faithful. I'm 63 now, and I can say God has proved faithful for me through all these 40 years of ministry, and he will prove faithful to you, no matter what the ups and downs of life are. So the love of Jesus Christ, who loves you, who loves the true you, who loves the eternal you, loves that person deep inside you that's your soul. Jesus is on the side of your soul. His love is on the side of you. And even if your body is destroyed, you're still going to heaven. You're still going to have a resurrection. You're still going to have a resurrection body. And you'll come out of the grave and you'll say, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? You're just going to be just fine no matter what happens in this life. And this life is very crazy and very unpredictable. And I don't think it's going to get any more predictable as time goes on. I think we're set for quite a few years of ups and downs, of things like coronavirus and stock market crashes and economic turmoil and unemployment and all the rest. And so our security is not in our bank accounts. It's not in the retirement funds that we've built up over the years. It's not in the house we have or things like that, though it's wonderful to have these things. And I'm very glad to have a good house. And I'm very glad to have a wonderful wife. And I'm glad to have those kinds of security in my life. And we are thankful to God for those things. I'm not throwing them away. We are thankful for those things that happen in our life. But I don't think the world's going to be terribly predictable. I think in all this turmoil, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. And we don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be very complicated. And in these complex situations where nothing's predictable and nothing's safe, where tomorrow could be much worse than today or much better, and I hope it is better, I hope we all recover from this very quickly, but in the midst of all this turmoil, it's Jesus who loves you. It's Jesus who has your best interest at heart. It's Jesus who's making you into the image of God's beloved Son. It's the Holy Spirit's working in your heart and your life to bring you blessings. And deep down you, that central person, that person that you know you're going to be in for all of eternity, that person, your real self, that's the one that's being blessed. Your finances might be up and down, but you in the core of your being are being blessed by God, and Jesus is interceding for you, and nothing can separate you from the love of God. It says here, just as it is written, for thy sake we have been put to death all day long, we are like considered as sheep to be slaughtered. And this has always been the case. The Jews, when back in the day, they were always persecuted because they were the people of God, the sons of Abraham. And all who want to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And suffering's part of this life. And if we take the right attitude to it, we can grow through suffering. I don't like suffering. Who does like suffering? We'd all like to be living in some mansion somewhere and having servants and butlers coming and going and having no suffering at all. But God has not destined us for luxury in this life, though some may have that. He's not destined for you to have just completely smooth sailing. If you do have smooth sailing, God bless you. But he's destined you to be like Jesus, and he wants you to be full of compassion and kindness. And some people, when they get full of luxury in their life, they don't have much compassion, they don't have much kindness, they become snooty-tooty, and they look down on people. And God doesn't want you to be like that. God doesn't want you to be proud or arrogant. He doesn't want you to look down on other human beings and think you're better than them. God wants you to be like Jesus, humble and meek and lowly and kind and good. And he'll bring the circumstances to knock the pride out of you. If you ever think you're getting big-headed, God will go whack, and suddenly you won't be big-headed anymore because God will have changed things around for you. And I think if you're older, that's happened to you at least once or twice. God humbles you if you get off balance. And it says in verse 37, but in all these things like coronaviruses and famines and plagues and wars and earthquakes, in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. Now, what's this overwhelmingly conquer mean? Obviously, the Romans weren't conquering anything. The Roman guard was all around them with swords and shields and a mighty Praetorian guard that could just wipe out anything. The Romans at this point were extremely powerful. They wiped out every nation on earth. The Christians were not going to conquer Caesar at this point in history. Caesar was just picking them up and throwing them to the lions. He was torturing them. He was doing terrible things. How were they conquering? They were conquering and that their spirit inside them was unconquered. That they were like Daniel in the lion's den. The spirit inside them was unconquered. Or Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego as they're thrown into the fiery furnace. And they said, no, we're not going to bow down to this silly idol. Whether we're delivered or not, we are not going to bow down to that silly idol. So they were unconquered in the inner self. It's no use being compromised and rich. If you're compromised, if you're bent out of shape, if you become dishonest and crooked, what's the use of that? You've thrown away your soul to gain the world. So the conquest is the ability for you to keep speaking the truth, to keep talking about Jesus, to keep being yourself in a midst of a world that wants to make you somewhere else. See, Satan and all his demons want you to turn you into someone other than who you truly are. You truly are, if you're born again, you're a child of God. And they want to turn you into a child of the world, or they want to turn you into another demon, or they want to turn you into a person that's dishonest and corrupt. You're not that. If you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, you're a heavenly person, and God wants you to be who you are. He wants you to discover who you are and to conquer all the temptations of this world and this life, to be an overcomer in this world and this life. And you can do that through the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus will keep you strong. He'll keep you being holy. He'll keep you being the person that you're really meant to be in Jesus, and the person you know you are deep down. When you have a quiet time, when you think a little bit, you realize that you're made for heaven. When you go out and stare at the stars in the sky, you go out in the countryside, you look there, you realize you're not made for this earth. That God's made you to be a spiritual being who's made for heavenly realms, and you're going to be passing through. And as you pass through this life, you're going to be a conqueror. You're going to be full of the Spirit. You're going to be full of love. You're going to be unafraid. You're going to put away all the fears of this present age, and you're going to say, I have faith in Jesus. I have faith in Jesus. I have faith in Jesus, and I am not afraid of the circumstances of this life. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to hold my head high. I'm going to be someone who's following the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to bow down to Caesar. I'm not going to bow down to governments. I'm not going to bow down to people that are trying to beat me up and trying to make me speak the untruth, speak lies that are not true. I'm not going to give in to fear. I'm not going to give in to the people of the Roman Empire or any other empire. But rather, we're going to stand out and we're going to be spiritual conquerors through him who loved us. Because Jesus died on the cross to fill you with courage, to fill you with strength, and to let you know that his love is always with you. God hasn't stopped loving you just because you had a bad day. God hasn't stopped loving you because you were inefficient. Sometimes I have a day that's a complete disaster. God doesn't stop loving me because I have a day that's a complete disaster and I get nothing done. God doesn't love you because of your to-do list. God loves you because he's got a plan for you. You're his son. You're his daughter. He wants you in heaven with him. He's chosen you from the foundation of the world. So he loves you. And you cannot be separated from the love of Christ. And God is on your side. And you need to be courageous. You need to be courageous in the ages that are coming. And all the times and the years that are coming, they're not going to be good. But you can be a Christian in the midst of it. And you can show the love and light of Christ to the world in the midst of it. And you can be an overcomer. And you can overcome the spirit of this age and the terror of the times and be the Lord's. And today I exhort you to be a great, strong Christian through the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor John Edmiston signing off. God bless you all.